Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Faster than a speeding bullet?
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman.
We have a Wonder Woman.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Not even mine.
I'm not crazy.
Then what's all this about?
It's a superhero secret.
Kidding.
It's National
Superhero Day.
Super.
Shouldn't you be wearing a mask?
Mask. It's showtime.
Yeah, make sure you're wearing your mask if you go out, even if you're not a superhero. But I know we have a lot of them out there, so.
Hey, a lot of superheroes wore masks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
We say good morning to you on a Tuesday. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, as well as our producer, Morty, who is still producing from home.
Mm-hmm.
As
yes,
we've been doing for the last, over a month.
It's been, well over. Yeah, it's been about six weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Show number 1,875 today,
right,
Carla.
Beautiful.
If you're keeping track on National Superhero Day.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's hashtag Carla's boobs. Thank you.
Close your eyes.
That's right, kids, turn away. Oh, wait. No, it's okay. You don't have to turn away.
They're not.
They're not a thing. Don't worry about it. they're really not.
Mike Wisniewski, the first winner, 10K payday contest this morning, $500 in his pocket. Plus, he qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize that we have to give away in just a couple of weeks. Next chance to play will be in less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock. New code word details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine today, tomorrow. Like we said, going to be nice all week long. High today, 98, 102 tomorrow.
Wee-ho.
Summer is early,
yeah,
73 now. Here you go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Tom Hanks has donated his blood plasma now, which a lot of people are doing who have had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's, that's all to help with a vaccine. So a lot of people doing that, and that is a good thing. And then since he's doing that, I'm sure next year the vaccine will win an Oscar because of Tom Hanks. Jeez,
yes,
man. Good for him. Kim Kardashian has joined the All In Challenge, offering up lunch with her and her sisters, plus an appearance in the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, boy.
You can bid on that, people. There you go. Bring your penicillin. No, that's just me talking. Hey, listen, Dr. Fauci says, yeah, I liked Brad Pitt's impression of me on SNL. He's always said if anybody played me, I'd like it to be Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to play a little bit of Brad Pitt because he did a great job. I don't know if you saw any of that or heard any of it because he just did a great job, the voice, the whole bit.
Listen, if I'm going to have somebody play me, I'd like Brad Pitt to play me.
I'd like him to play me, too.
Why
Jeez,
not?
Are you
okay.
kidding, Mike? Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw wants your mom in his next video. He is looking for clips of moms to use in a compilation video. The clips, they can be old videos, they can be new videos, they can be video calls. If your mom has passed away, if you have a video of you remembering her in some special way,
mm-hmm.
he wants those. And those submissions are due by this Friday, timmcgraw.com. You can go there for more details, and they'll even show you how to shoot things if you want to shoot something. So that's kind of cool. Your mom might wind up in one of Tim McGraw's next videos. And in case anybody was wondering, business is good at the last Blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon.
Boy, they are fighting tooth and nail to keep that last store open.
They are. They have curbside service. They say they sanitize every video and DVD when it's brought in, when it goes out, too. The general manager says everybody's wearing gloves, masks now for the employees. And they actually had to wait to get masks, to do this properly. So, and one way in, one way out. There are a few people allowed in the store at one time, but you got to keep your distance. They prefer the curbside. So they're doing fine, Mike.
Perfect.
Doing just fine. For now, that is my take.
Carla, you had mentioned in entertainment news how Brad Pitt had opened Saturday Night Live from everybody's home.
Yeah.
As Dr. Fauci. And I don't think it's going to be one of those reoccurring characters. I think they asked Brad, and Brad did it out of respect. And as, what do they call it?
Well, Fauci has said all along, well, I'd like Brad Pitt to play me, you know, in a movie. People have been talking about a movie being done, and so he's joked. And so I think Brad Pitt, they got him to do it. And he said, yeah, I will, of course.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. First, I'd like to thank all the older women in America who have sent me supportive, inspiring, and sometimes graphic emails. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation out there about the virus. And yes, the president has taken some liberties with our guidelines. So tonight, I would like to explain what the president was trying to say. And remember, let's all keep an open mind.
We had a great meeting today with a lot of the great companies, and they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccine's going to come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, I'll be over relatively soon, and then showed up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
Yeah. I mean, not known for doing impressions.
No, not at all. Good, he did a good job.
Wow. Brad Pitt as Dr. Fauci, Saturday Night Live. It's Fleetwood Mac and Dream.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
So yesterday we were talking about that kid. What was he, six years old?
Six years old, yeah.
Set up a joke stand at the end of his driveway, and as people were walking by, they could get a free joke.
Right.
Put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we offered yesterday.
I know.
The joke line, 702-739-9636. Carla, who normally, as a comedian, you don't do quote jokes.
No.
But you yanked some out of the old joke book, and you said, you know what, I have some.
Sure. I got some bad ones for you.
Okay.
I do.
Three people on the phone, a free joke for you.
Okay.
Just to put a smile on your face. The offer's still good.
Okay.
702-739-9636. But this story of the six-year-old has prompted other kids to come up with their own jokes, and we have some on the phone. Go ahead.
What do you call a pig that knows karate?
What?
Pork chop.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. I like it.
Another one?
What do pirates like to eat?
Well,
Arby's.
Yeah.
Arby's. There you go. Okay. Everybody's a comedian.
What do you call a sleeping dinosaur?
What?
A dinosnore.
I like that one.
I like the play on words. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
All right.
I like that.
Just give them a tease of one of your jokes.
Well,
for those people thinking about calling in this morning.
Huh. I don't. Well, are they for kids or that adults can use?
A G-rated joke.
Wow. Oh, shoot. Okay. Well,
that Carla Ray is filthy. She doesn't have G-rated jokes.
Filthy. Yes,
you're so
exactly dirty. I don't know. Why does a mermaid wear seashells?
Why?
Because she outgrew her bee shells. Oh man, I gotta get back on stage. I'm sorry. I really do.
Oh, I don't know if it's the joke as much as the delivery or the time of day.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Seashell because she outgrew it.
It's back at my cassette. So I can write that one down.
All right. 702-739-9636. The Carla Ray joke line.
Yes.
Is open to put a smile on your face. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
My.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. We have somebody right now on the phone.
Oh, gosh.
Mike and Carla, can you hang on for a second?
Yes, I will.
Okay, all right. Yucking it up this morning with the Carla Ray joke line.
Listen, they're a little, you know, more adult, I suppose, in nature.
Okay, Karen's on the phone. Karen, you need a joke?
Yes, please.
How do you scare a gynecologist?
I don't know, Carla. How do you?
You become a ventriloquist, doctor. What? Your cervix.
Oh, boy. That is terribly bad.
Thank you.
Hey, they're free.
They're free, and I'm not a joke teller.
No.
I'm a comedian.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Carla, Big Mike's on the phone. Before you give him your joke, he says he has a joke for you.
All right.
What kind of milk do you get from an overly pampered cow?
Spoiled milk.
Wah, 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 wah.
There you go.
I got one. Here you go, Mike. You tell this to the kids. What do you call a cheap circumcision?
I have no idea.
A ripoff!
You guys are awesome, and Carla, I got to tell you, I caught the Gilmore Girls bug finally.
Thank you.
I'm just mad right now because Luke should have told her he had a kid months before.
I know. Oh, you just got into it, didn't you?
I'm into it now. I went home after we laughed about it.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. I love it, Mike. Good for you,
Big
man.
Big Mike, have a great day.
Yeah.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
You know what? Keeping tally. We still have one more joke.
Yeah, I got one more.
All right, 702-739-9636, offering up three. Gave out two. You got one more.
I got two more.
All right. Light them up.
All right. Here we go. Another chance to enter to win the $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is budget.
Budget. B-U-D-G-E-T. Budget.
That is the word you need. Budget. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter budget at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your phone. Again, the word budget. You have 15 minutes to do this. Now, if you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, I hope you know the drill by now. Go ahead and pick it up. Could be the Beasley Banker. Just wanting to let you know you won $500. Again, the word budget. Text it 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
The code word, it's budget. Budget, B-U-D-G-E-T, text it to 45911, or that's for the $500 to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 963KKLZ.com. You have until 7:15 to do that. You know, yesterday we had two Vegas winners in this Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest, looking for another Vegas winner this morning. So good luck with that. Sarah, thank you so much for texting in. See, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the Carla Ray iceberg.
Sarah texted in and said, well, now I really have to see you. Don't base my act on this and vice versa there,
Vicey versy.
Vicey versy.
This has basically turned into Bad Joke Tuesday.
Yes, it has.
Hang on, somebody on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In Las Vegas, I'd like to give you a joke.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean?
Where?
At the bottom.
There you go. I like that.
You want to give one of yours?
That you like.
I don't know.
I have another quick question. The song, The Final Countdown by Europe.
Yeah.
Is the lead singer a man or a woman?
That's a man.
It's a man.
Oh, high-pitched voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's it. Okay, he's gone. Well, at least he knew his time was up, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Sunshine today going to be nice. High 98. Now 102 the high tomorrow. Summer is here. 73 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lots going on. JetBlue has become the first airline to require passengers to wear coronavirus face masks. So you'll start seeing that. I'm sure a lot of other airlines will follow. Some in Asia. Now, some Asian airlines are going to be wearing, like, kind of customized hazmat suits.
Oh.
Yeah, they have their logo. Not joking. They have their logo and all that, all their colors. But it's going to be a little different flying, at least for a while. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that people are bothered by that at all. You know, I think that'll be okay. Listen, most Americans who carry the coronavirus don't even know they have it, by the way. They don't even know they have it. We're finding that out, which may be a good thing. You know, you don't wind up sick with it. So same goes for stupidity on social networking.
Okay.
But anyhow, your mom's Mother's Day wish. Mother's Day is around the corner, by the way. And there is a list that came out of things that mom would like for Mother's Day. And it's probably doable even during the lockdown because number one is still a gift card. Gift cards. Yeah. They love them. Followed by flowers, personal care items, housewares, and clothing.
Okay.
So you can probably, catch them all with a gift card.
By the way, take advantage. Operation gift card on our website.
Yes.
963KKLZ.com.
Perfect. You know what? It is a few things you should know right there. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Aside from National Superhero Day,
yes,
it's National Pay It Forward Day.
Yeah,
today.
It is. Yep.
And we've talked about this before, paying it forward.
Right.
Has it happened to you? Listen to this story. A nurse in Texas couldn't get to work because her battery had died.
Oh, man.
So a random guy in her apartment complex just tossed her the keys to a car and said, here, take it.
Right.
So she could get to work.
Right.
And this is the young woman talking about it.
Black truck came around, so I just kind of waved at him, and he rolled down his window part of the way and asked if he could help me. He was quiet for a little bit and then said, I know this sounds really strange, but I have a Prius that we're not currently using. Would you like to drive our Prius to work? My eyes just teared up. He just recognized at that point that me getting to work would help other people. It was a pure act of kindness from a complete stranger I'd never seen before in my life and haven't seen again since that day.
Yeah, being a nurse.
Wow.
So she gets to work to help other people.
Yeah.
So check this out, Carla. While she's at work, I guess she gave him the keys to her car. He looked at the battery,
Right. Replaced
that, filled up her gas tank with gas.
Okay.
So that's her car nice. Now is working fine.
Yeah, that's great.
And everything's all good.
Somebody lets you borrow their car, you give them your keys. That's insurance.
Yeah.
Say, that's insurance.
Okay.
Good for her, man. That's cool. That's nice.
Now, you were telling me a story off the air that you had paid it forward. When was it? Just a couple of days ago?
It was last week, actually. Mm-hmm. It was a woman, an elderly woman behind me, and she didn't have a whole lot of stuff. And she, you know, was just having trouble. You could tell it wasn't easy for her to walk and all of that. So I just got her groceries. And she only had a few things, but I said, let me just get those. And she, you know, people look at you like you're a little crazy. And yeah. I just said, let me just do that. You know, I said, it'll make me feel good. And she was very, very, very just touched.
See, I would love to pay it forward. That means I have to go out.
Yeah, you have to leave your house. You do. If you have to make a trip to the store.
Okay.
Maybe wait around in your mask and just look at the carts and see.
What's in your basket?
All right.
Is that all you're getting?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
You're not even forget anything, right? I got you then. I got her. I got it.
Anybody else with those great stories? Whether you paid it forward or somebody paid it forward for you.
Right, right.
What's your story? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. It's the Arrhythmics. Talking about National Pay It Forward Day.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you've paid it forward. It's happened to you. Got people texting in and some people on the phone. We'll do that after the police.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
You know, that's what we're all about. Feeling good in the morning.
Yes, exactly.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. National Pay It Forward Day.
Yeah.
So maybe you paid it forward or somebody has paid it forward for you.
Mm-hmm.
That has never happened to me.
Not at all, huh?
Nobody has ever paid it forward. I'm fine with that.
Right. But it's just, you're not a, it's a big thing at Starbucks. That's a big thing. Or coffee places.
So I would have to go there.
Yeah, you'd have to go there.
My wife, every time we do go there and I'm driving, she's embarrassed because clearly I don't know how to order.
Can I get a Diet Coke? No, they don't have Diet Pepsi. No, we don't have that.
Just give me a smoothie medium.
Can I get some fries? No, we don't have Coke either.
A medium? That's not a size there.
And that's a dead giveaway right there.
And then she has to do the lean over shout out the window. Okay. Well, it all started, this woman, a nurse in Texas, couldn't get to work because her car wasn't working.
Yeah.
A guy that lived in her apartment complex saw her and said, listen, I have a car I'm not using right now. Why don't you take that?
Take that one.
Give me your keys and I'll check your car out. Fixed it all up so when she got done with her shift, she was ready to rock and roll.
Good for her.
Which is a great story.
Yeah, it is. It really is. This is so nice. Tiffany said, I took care of an elderly woman in my neighborhood after her husband passed away. I did this for about 5 years, really just kind of visiting her, seeing if she needed anything in particular. And when she passed away, I found out she left me some money in her will. And it wasn't a small amount of money.
Wow.
For helping her out. I never expected that. I just did it. you know.
That's why you're supposed to be nice to anybody because you don't know.
No, you don't. You don't know.
You just never know.
No,
I mean, that's not the only reason.
No, but you don't. You know, you just don't know. You don't know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you know led to this or why they're here.
Yeah.
You never know.
Kathy, what about you?
An elderly couple that I used to live in an apartment complex with. I'm actually gifting them my trailer.
Oh.
They moved away from their daughter and stuff to go live with their son.
Uh-huh.
And they really miss their daughter. And me and my husband were buying a house. Well, we bought a house. And so I called them because we were getting rid of our trailer and asked them if they wanted it. And they said yes. Like, they're older and they've never really, like, had anywhere to call home. And so we wanted to give them a place that they could call home.
Wow. And you know what? Now, any place they go, they can call home because the trailer's on wheels.
You and I were talking about that earlier as kids.
Yeah.
Man, I thought that was the coolest thing.
My best friend growing up, Alan Fletcher, lived in a trailer park in our hometown. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And then I would go home to my dad and go, man, he lives in a trailer. It's so neat, Dad.
Yeah.
We should do that.
They can hook it up and go anywhere. You know,
and my
that.
Dad's like, you have a beautiful backyard.
I know, but any place can be your backyard.
Exactly.
This is dumb, having a stationary house. This is just dumb.
We can never go anywhere.
Yes.
702-739-9636, National Pay It Forward Day. As we talked about paying it forward last hour, you can help pay it forward, along with Subaru of Las Vegas, KKLZ, helping those people that need it the most. If you know somebody who's been laid off, maybe lost a job because of a business closure, whatever the case may be, nominate that person to receive free groceries from 96.3 KKLZ and Subaru of Las Vegas delivered right to their door.
Yes.
They don't even have to go anywhere. And if you want more information about that, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Congratulations, Donna and Dorn. She picked up $500 to use any way she wants.
Sweet.
Buy groceries, pay off some bills, do whatever she wants, plus qualified for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Her reaction, or this is what she told the Beasley Banker, what she's going to do with the money.
Once this quarantine is over, I'm going to treat myself to a mini vacation.
I bet a lot of people are going to do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just need a vacation.
Yes. Yes.
Somewhere other than here.
Yeah, I know it.
Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. More details on the contest coming up here in a couple of minutes. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, E! News has a list of the top 20 badass female characters. And Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is number one, followed by Olivia Benson from Law & Order SVU. Now, if you don't know about that show, it airs everywhere all day long.
How could you not be?
Such a great show. And and I don't watch Watchmen, but Angela Abar, I believe it is, from Watchmen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, nice list.
Top three.
Nice list to be on, yeah.
Okay.
During an online Goonies reunion, Steven Spielberg said that they tried to come up with a sequel every once in a while, but he said, I just don't think we've really successfully been able to find an idea that was better than the Goonies. A lot of people have wanted one for a long time, but I don't think it's going to happen. That movie was done now 40 years ago, probably.
Right.
35, 40 years ago. Have you seen it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So out of all the movies that have gone through a reboot or remake.
I know.
That's the one.
I know.
That they can't figure out.
Yeah. And I don't think that Spielberg Goonies. Would do it or allow it to be done unless it was going to be done right. And I would trust him to do it.
Right.
And even he said, yeah, I don't know. Can't do it. So good. And listen to this story. This is great. Felicity Huffman's daughter retook her SATs by herself.
Okay.
No help. Got into Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. So she probably could have done it the first time around just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, her scores were great. So thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot.
Okay, just to prove I could do it on my own and I didn't need her help.
Yeah. Look up Carnegie Mellon, by the way.
Look at this score.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Thanks a lot.
And there's Mom going.
Thanks. I still have a big red A on my chest. Thanks,
yes,
though.
Of course.
Appreciate it, you guys. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I know you love me, but not so much, okay? Not so hard, okay? Wow. For now, that is my take.
We've been doing this for the last couple of weeks or so. The news from your house. Now, I know when you do your Facebook Live segment before this show, you always tell people, we want to hear what's happening at your house.
Right.
As boring and mundane as you might think it is when you have our news anchors from the television stations reporting. They make it sound a little bit more exciting.
I got a whole file from people. I've got a few of them in here and a couple of them that I've already sent off. Yes.
All right. Well, this morning it's another segment. It's Jim Snyder reporting of Channel 3, of course. And he's reporting from Derek's house in another segment of News from Your House.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. And now it's time for the News from Your House. I'm Jim Snyder from News 3 with the news from Derek's house, where the storyline is a valiant struggle against what experts are now calling shutdown-related Groundhog Day syndrome during these strange and strangely similar days. Early in the day, we find Derek doing something new, planting fruit trees, not just lemon, apricot too. This is a successful singular event, making this day special and different from the rest. Derek backslides slightly with another trim of the lawn that's clearly been cut already many times, and the preponderance of potato chips in Derek's diet continues its slow but steady creep. Not just for breakfast anymore, it's chips for lunch now too, even a side dish at every dinner. But then something brand new. If ill-advised, Derek tries his hand at cutting his own hair. Alas, it was ill-advised, but refusing to let too much disappointment creep in, Derek reminds himself he has hats. And that's the news from Derek's house. I'm Jim Snyder from News 3 on KKLZ.
Wow. I felt like sitting cross-legged on the floor.
I know.
And asking him to turn the page, show us the picture.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Jim Snyder from Channel 3 reporting from Derek's house. Oh, and that gives you an idea of what they do with the list that people send in.
And that's literally what I am sending them, lists. People are saying, did this, did that, did this, did that. And it's all in just the way they're either written or read. And, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
We got to get Brian Loftus from Channel 8.
I know.
And some of these other people,
you know what? You hit him up. I hit him up. I haven't heard from him, though.
All right. What a great segment. Love it.
Get it.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
That's what we do. We get you motivated, get you started. Tuesday morning. I feel bad. I know this pales in comparison to what a lot of other people are going through.
Yeah.
But the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, this is, yeah. No, this is, this is.
The Doobie Brothers were going to kick off a 50th anniversary tour along with Michael McDonald.
Yes.
Which, if you're a fan of rock music of any level.
I know.
Yeah, that's one concert you don't want to miss. Plus, they were going to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, to put it mildly.
Yeah, they ought to have to wait.
Well, they can have a 51st anniversary tour.
Exactly, our 51st.
So Pat Simmons, who we've had on our show before.
Yeah.
He is such a good guy. He wanted to do something in the meantime, so he got together with some of the other guys in the band. Not with Michael McDonald.
No.
But with Tom Johnston, John McVie.
Yeah.
And all isolated at their own homes. And I know other people have done this.
Yeah.
And when you listen to them, you go, oh.
Yeah.
That's what they really sound like.
I know. For the most part, some of these bands have sounded really good, you know?
They have.
Yeah.
And the Doobie Brothers are one of those bands doing Blackwater.
Well, Blackwater, keep on.
Listen to those vocals.
Yeah.
And harmonies. Wow.
It's fun to watch, too. I'll post it on our website, Facebook. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
As older as they get, they sound better.
Yeah.
I know.
And tighter.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when we get through all this and they put that 50th anniversary tour together, that's one concert you don't want to miss.
No, no.
Especially with Michael McDonald in the group.
I had tickets, so we'll see. We'll see.
Coming to an unnamed theater on an unnamed date near you.
Unless they're coming to my house now. Guess what I won't be seeing.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest with this hour's code word, RISE.
RISE. R-I-S-E. RISE.
Like rise up. For your chance to win $500 right now, text RISE to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter RISE at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that I hope you have on your phone by now. Again, it is free. The word RISE. You have 15 minutes. You know what? Make sure you spell it correctly. And then in about a half hour, you get some weird number calling you. I hope you know by now. Pick it up. Could be the Beasley banker telling you you're putting $500 in the bank. The word RISE. Text it 45911. You have till 9:15. Good luck.
The word is RISE.
Yes.
RISE. Text to the short code 45911. Chat to win $500 or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize 10K payday contest. Enter it on the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Couple of minutes to do that. So good luck. Sunshine and warm today right through the weekend. High today 98, 102 the high tomorrow. Already 81 outside.
Ooh-wee.
Weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news this morning.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Guy in Florida who had guns and a bulletproof vest in his car told police they weren't his. They actually belonged to the movie character John Wick.
Oh, well, where did those get out of here?
Don't you wish you could do that every once in a while?
Oh, man. Though these people give me some good ideas for excuses. That's for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. I thought I had it. Now I don't. Also, this was in New York. I'm sorry. A woman stole a police car over the weekend. She got the keys because the cop dropped the keys.
Look over there.
And pink elephant. So she picked him up, and she took off in this cop car, and somehow she got caught or stuck in traffic. You know, New York. It's all backed up.
Oh, no.
Well, the cops walked over to the car, and they said,
excuse me, ma'am.
She didn't even think about using the siren or the lights or anything.
I would have. First thing I would have put on.
Yeah.
But especially now where the streets aren't as busy, just whipping through there.
Woo, 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 woo.
Now it's just me.
So she is in jail.
Of course she is. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know which one I want to do. Golly.
There's so many.
There really are. Well, this one I can't pass up in Kentucky. State troopers. Now, follow me here. They had to stop Connie Allen. It's her name for speeding. Now, she told the officer her name was Mother Mary. Mother Mary, Mike, and she was on her way to pick up baby Jesus.
Oh.
She said that God gave her permission to speed, and that she also said that she died 5 years ago.
Oh.
She was charged with several offenses. But I get it. I mean, if you're going to pick up baby Jesus, you might be in a hurry.
You know, sometimes when you're pulled over.
Yeah.
And you don't have a good story.
Let me see. What is my name? Mother Mary.
Just be as crazy as you can.
Yes, that's right.
And think of the most absurd story possible.
Mother Mary, and I came to you. That's that's why I'm picking up baby Jesus, who's at daycare. And God told me I
just start reciting the words to Let It
That's
Be.
That's why. But I died 5 years ago, so this isn't really me now, is it?
So
all right,
you
Connie.
Might have some problem with the paperwork.
Yeah. Okay, honey, it says Connie on your license plate here. So,
I do know a Connie.
Thank you. Might be related, might not.
Some people say she's my twin.
Yeah. That's right. We look alike, but I'm the Mother Mary. I'm full of grace. I'm full of grace.
Yes. By the way. You're full of something.
And listen to this. On Reddit, then all these little conversations started. Every once in a while, something goes viral. Well, this one did. Woman on Reddit said she's thinking about dumping her boyfriend because he's bad at dirty talk. He called her, and I quote, a dirty little tomato while they were having sex.
Oh.
Dirty little tomato. What? I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Time. Hold on here. Yeah, dirty little tomato.
I mean, so, everything's going real well.
Yeah. You're so hot. You are so hot.
You are my dirty little tomato.
Whoa. Back it up.
I'm sorry.
Brakes. What are we doing here? Get off. Move over. Sit over there. Get in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
Shut up.
We're done.
Shut up. That's right. We are watching Gilmore Girls. Okay? You just zip it till you come up with something better than dirty little tomato. You know what? What is it? Tuesday? Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. Well, it's just a cute story, sweet and helpful. A couple of teens in Texas making coronavirus masks out of yarmulkes. Pair of Texas teens, they are being called heroes, actually. They have been just collecting yarmulkes from the Jewish community there. Matthew and Jeremy Jason are their names. They live in Houston. They sew elastic bands on them, and very simple, and then they distribute them to the people who need them the most, and they feel that those are the homeless people who do not have them and don't have access to them. They've made now about 320 masks for those in need, and they're just going to keep making them. As long as people need them, they're going to keep making them.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can make a mask out of just about anything. You know that? Yeah. Yarmulkes. Good for them. Very smart boys. Very smart boys. And you know, they're Jewish teens. They hate wearing them, probably. Yeah. Wear it.
So I can wear it on my head or
yes.
Pull it down.
Pull it down and I'm safe.
There you go.
Safe either way.
Love
right?
it.
Yep.
If you have a feel-good story, make sure you submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, just text it to us or call us when we're on the air at 702-739-9636. We would love to hear your version of your feel-good story. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Auto, home, life. Find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Wrapping up the show this morning, Bad Joke Tuesday.
Is that what it was?
No, actually, I thought they were pretty good. We'll do it every so often.
Yes, we will. Yeah, pull some of those out.
If you missed it, we'll post them on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page or check out our podcast.
That's fun, actually.
Pay it forward. A lot of people are paying it forward. These are great stories.
Yeah, they are.
But we also talk to people that it happened to,
which,
of course, on the flip side of all that, it continues. And congratulations, latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest, Ed Byrick. He was the winner, $500. And qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, 10K Payday Contest. By the way, for everybody who did or entered a correct on-time entry through the app or our website, even though you didn't win the money, you're still eligible for the $10,000 grand prize. So that's why we tell everybody to play. Wendy Rush going to be in next. She'll keep you company. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.